The world is ablaze with all sorts of pop sports shit happening.
Well, the soccer is huge.
Yeah, because it's not like sports. It's not necessarily sports stuff.
Oh, okay.
It's sports stuff that sparked cultural
conversation. Yeah. Right? Yeah, I mean, they immediately said these soccer women are cultural icons.
Already.
It's like perfect time, perfect place, perfect action. Like it all, like this is their moment.
I think we're a little too quick lately to try to claim
moments.
We're a little too quick to try to claim everything right now.
Hashtag whatever I say it is.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, the thing.
The thing.
Hashtag the thing.
Yeah.
You know, because that's what it is.
Yeah.
And it's like people are too, you know, people are as eager as they are to label someone like racist or sexist or just like evil, they are just as quick to label someone the hero. Most of the time it's in that situation.
Yeah.
You know, it's like while they're labeling someone racist.
Then they find a hero?
The hero is always there.
Yeah.
It's the other guy.
Yeah.
It's like that other guy could also be a shitty person.
Nah, like just because he's a hero. Person
may or may not be racist, which I mostly debate.
You're not even talking about a specific court. No, you just debate.
I just already kind of don't agree with it. It's like, let's look at the facts. Let's look at the facts first. Let's break it down.
But you have to believe the victim, Sydney.
That's the thing.
Or it's else like, you're victim blaming.
Yeah, it's like, but they can both be shitty people. What if they're both shitty people?
I don't know. We haven't allowed for that algorithm yet in culture. Like, we're like against that at the moment.
And just to go back to the women's soccer team.
Oh, yeah. Really quickly. I thought you were going to get women.
No, go maybe just, you are. Just to
go back
just
to women.
Tell women to shut the fuck up. Just to go back to that for a second.
Because I haven't said that yet.
It's annoying because it's like this, like it's like the social justice going too far. It's like the politically correct, I guess, is what it is.
Yeah.
You know, it's like.
Well, I think that the crazy thing about.
Go ahead.
The
lady.
Crazy
I'll
thing
hear,
about.
I'll hear you roar. Go ahead, roar.
The crazy thing about that is that it's the salary difference between the. Like, this is what it. You've heard all that side of it. The salary difference between equal play, equal pay. Well, salary difference between the women and the men soccer players.
See, because that's like, I kind of wish they didn't bring that up.
But women's soccer made more. This is like what every woman's been waiting to say back to the dude that's like, basketball players shouldn't get as much as the NBA because they don't make as much. The players get paid what they bring in with advertising and sales of the tickets. And so now women are allowed, because women's soccer made more money than men's soccer last year in the U.S.
Okay.
And so now they're allowed to be like, and look at the women get paid so much less than the men. Okay. Like what now? This is our moment. We're like, what?
So here are the numbers, right? Because it's always.
I saw numbers today, though.
Yeah, it's all about the numbers, right?
Yeah.
It's all about what the actual numbers actually represent.
Yeah.
So here's what's funny to me, because the women's soccer made $50.8 million. And men's soccer made like 49.2 million. But here's the deal. Soccer made $100 million. That's it. That's it. Nobody's even thinking about that. That's hilarious, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like soccer made nothing.
Yeah.
Soccer is struggling. Just to put that out there.
They're paying those men athletes way too much is what's going on right now. Not that they're paying the women too little.
No, the women are getting paid too much.
Well, how so?
Oh, it's all about the numbers.
It is all the numbers. I'm like waiting for you to put this on me because I saw the numbers too.
So what number? You're only going off of what it sounds like, one number.
I got like four numbers.
Okay, what are your other numbers?
So men get paid.
Woo, men. Sorry. Every time I hear us, I just want to cheer, you know?
Men get paid like $13,000 for a win of a game. Like they both play 20 games in a season. Men get paid like $13,000. Women get paid like $2,000. If men lose, the losing team gets paid like $5,000. Women get paid zero. The men, if their team makes it to the playoffs, gets like $87,000. Women still get like $5,000 or something.
Okay.
And then if the men's team wins the playoff, he gets a lot of money and the women don't get as much. I forget those numbers.
Okay. So.
But they're like big.
based off of participation, right, and based off of like sales, FIFA as an organization, the federal, yeah, like soccer, football, you know, yeah, whatever, yeah, yeah, whatever, whatever that European bullshit that is, right?
Yeah.
So they, during the, for the, let me just read this correctly. Is if FIFA prize money is the basis for most of the bonuses U.S. soccer provides to players, the federation is willing to overpay the women because, right, only as long as they win the World Cup. U.S. soccer's $9.4 million bonus for the men's team, if they win the World Cup, is 24% of FIFA's $38 million in prize money.
Okay.
Right? Now, whereas U.S. soccer's bonus of $2.5 million for the women's team, if they win the World Cup, is 126% of FIFA's prize money allotted for the women, which is $2 million.
Okay.
Right? And that's based off of, like, interest and money that, in revenue that these teams are generating based off of, like, fan interest.
But that's, like, what they, that's what the fact that says women's made more, made 50 million, and men's made 49, that's where we get to say, no, you don't get to use that argument anymore.
Yeah, but there's bonuses. There's win bonuses.
For, yeah, the players get paid?
That gets see, it's like it's weird how they generate this money, because like some of this money,
yeah, it just sounds like the patriarchy made up how you generate money.
Some of this money is coming from FIFA.
And FIFA just gets, that's just a bunch of men in charge saying that we give more money to men's soccer.
Well, but there's win bonuses, right?
Win bonuses for what?
You don't listen. You don't want these numbers to make sense. Is what it sounds like, right? You're not even giving them a chance
because you won't accept. You're not proving your point.
Because you won't accept the clear premise, right? The women's soccer team is doing well.
Mm-hmm.
So they're getting win bonuses.
Mm-hmm.
That's money from FIFA.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That is in their number, how they made more money. Those win bonuses are in that number. They're not generating more revenue based off of fan interest.
So if you're saying if you broke down that 49 million against that 50 million,
exactly,
it would be that men would still be making more of a...
Yes.
Men, but then wouldn't the FIFA have to be paying... So let's say men are making 40 million of the 49 million, and women are only making 20 million of the 50 million. Then they would be getting paid that other $30 million in prize bonuses?
Listen, that goes to U.S. soccer. That goes to women's soccer. How that gets divided up between amongst the team, that's kind of on them, isn't it?
So there, you're saying that women's management of soccer is getting more money than men's management for prizes, but they're not giving it to the athletes?
I'm not saying that at all. I'm not claiming that women are skimming.
Okay.
It costs a lot of money to run these organizations, to fly these teams all across the country. There's a lot of overhead.
Yeah.
Like, let's just say everything's above board.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
why does women's team cost more? Because, listen,
per athlete, based off, like, revenue based off of interest, per athlete, the men are worth more. That is just... Okay. That's just...
So, but tell me what... I don't understand then how this number got inflated. Like, so that's fact. So how does this 50 million against this 40 million?
I'm not saying the whole premise about this is inflated numbers. That's not what I'm saying. That's the number. That's how much money they generated.
Yeah.
Some of that money was generated from their win bonuses. They were winning a lot, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they get win bonuses for that winning.
But their win bonuses are only like $2,000 a game. Are these different facts? Like, their win bonuses isn't what women get paid?
Are these different facts?
Like, I don't... Like,
so here, this is basically what I'm going to say. The bottom line is, if you feel like you support the idea that women's soccer players should make just as much as the men's soccer players, then buy a fucking ticket to the game.
I'm not going to either game.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But like, yeah, soccer's struggling. Do you know what I mean? Soccer's struggling.
$100 million.
Soccer is struggling. You know, but you know, we have like a professional men's soccer team.
Yeah, we know people that go to it. Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
What about the professional women's soccer team?
There isn't one. There
maybe is. But do you see what I'm saying? Like, that's the level of interest that women's soccer has compared to men's soccer. That's just a fact.
Yeah.
And this is going to come back to bite them, because the numbers don't dictate. Like, those numbers, I would question the source that you got it from, and whether or not it was like an ultra liberal
source that is like, they sued somebody,
but they're not necessarily winning their lawsuit. Like suing somebody doesn't mean you're right.
I know, but it must mean they think they have some facts to make a case.
No, they're wrong. They're
Why
wrong.
Don't you?
You can be wrong.
You
people
can be
sue
wrong.
People when they're wrong all the time.
They do.
Yeah, and that's not even the thing about this that I'm like even upset about. My whole thing is, I'm annoyed that these social justice people, the same ones that are claiming that these women are not getting paid equally,
mm-hmm.
also wanted these people to apologize for one of the women mocking sipping tea after she scored a goal against England.
You think those are the same people?
Fuck yeah, those are the same people.
they're just on a boat, like getting angry, like shaking their finger, shaking their big stick at anybody and everybody, like wherever the boat like hangs,
just
I'm like,
turning in different directions.
Yeah.
But make no mistake, I mean, there's probably people on the conservative side shaking that stick too, because they're looking for any reason to probably label these people as embarrassments to the United States because they're probably considering them troublemakers for this lawsuit. Maybe I don't know if it's I don't know. I'm trying to do you a favor and relate it back to that. You know, I know you hate these people. but they're brash. They're just brash, kind of like arrogant women.
That's what they're saying. Like the world just doesn't, you know, the world just doesn't want to see a confident woman.
Yeah, I mean, but that's the thing too.
Men do it, celebrate like that all the time.
Here's what's annoying about it, right? You look at the video of her doing that.
I still haven't watched it.
It's just a thing, right? Like, there's not necessarily swagger to it.
Yeah.
You know, she didn't own it in a particular way that stylized it, that made it her own.
Wait, I thought she pulled it off.
No. The gesture is cool.
Yeah.
Like the idea of like doing something dope as shit and then like sipping some tea.
Yeah, when you're in England.
Yeah. Well, just anywhere from now on. Like I guess the point that I was making is that it should have been just adopted as a gesture. It should have been like popping up in Coca-Cola commercials.
Yeah, like we all have a good laugh. Like
like the world had a laugh.
Yeah.
Right? That was a fun, like the timing of it was right. The execution of it wasn't perfect. It was in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
It was an in-the-moment execution. I'm not going to take that away from her. It just didn't have any oomph. You know? It was oomphless. So people were able to take it and make it their own, which was a hated thing. And then you have, like, the social justice warriors who, you know, are looking to one-up each other by finding the most nuanced thing that they can label as cultural appropriation.
People have called that a culture. They were offended by it for
like
that
or
reason.
Just like, well, kind of in the way that like they say that white people culturally appropriate stuff from black people, like in a disrespectful, like they're disrespecting another person's culture.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like mocking another person's culture, which is like, I don't think you can say that about America and England.
What?
We kind of have like a shared DNA to some degree.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do
we're
you
like
know what I mean?
Step siblings.
Yeah. We're allowed to make fun of each other.
Yeah.
You know? So I don't know what any of the hubbub is. I just know I don't support it. I don't support any of it.
I don't support the hubbub, but if you know, I like hearing the story about women can end up going raw. I support them.
Well, yeah, that's why you're getting so heated about it. You're just like, oh, you're telling me women are raw for no reason? Women never raw for no reason? You're telling me that they're going to sit there and raw for no reason? Yeah, you know how women be raw.
Listen, just because you can do a black woman impersonation better than anybody.
But no, but you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like.
Listen, I'm with them until they go down. I'm with them.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough.
That's how I support my woman.
Go ahead. Do it. But this is like, this isn't necessarily, because they're calling this like right time, right thing. It's not necessarily, it's just a time when everybody is able to overly claim things that aren't true and like claim to be, like, if you claim something, you're a victim, now you have to be heard.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It doesn't mean you're right. Jesse Smollett
was not right. You'll forever be bringing up Jesse Smollett.
Yes.
Won't
yes.
You?
He, listen.
He opened the floodgate.
He
was
fucking brought down.
See,
an empire.
See how you feel about him and you're like,
oh,
yeah.
Yeah, you see me smiling.
He can't even control it.
I know.
You're like, it's happened. I knew it was coming.
I feel like I just got a Sega Genesis for Christmas.
Yeah.
It was awesome. Like, then again, there's Jesse Smollett. play the old JS card.
Yeah, man.
JS card. So that the other, whoo, that got heated. Woo, T.J. Rose get heated up in here. Shed talk. Just some shit talk. So the UFC, and again, you don't have to be a fan of the UFC to really follow.
We weren't fans of soccer.
No.
We just had a...
And I can't say we necessarily followed that conversation either. Like the two of us, we had the conversation. I don't think we followed it. I don't think we followed it.
No. Don't know quite what happened.
Yeah, because I was like so like half confident that there was FIFA money given for both. Like, but it's like, oh, but like I get what you're saying. Like I'm not trying to say, you know, it was those conversations are hard to have.
Yeah.
It's like, because I'm not trying to say the thing that's making you angry right now, but I am trying to say what I'm saying. do you know what I mean? Tough.
And I'm like, why do you keep saying the thing that's making me angry? Stop saying that.
I don't want to be saying that. I don't want to be saying that. I just want to be saying the thing that I'm saying. That's all I want to say. But the UFC, so it was, so set this up. There's like this Ben Askren. And there's Jorge Masvidal, right? Just the man, right? I like them both, right? Yeah. We talked about this before. Like, I'm a fan of douchebags. Like, I like them. I like because there's nobody out there putting it on the line like douchebags do. They do it every day. They do it every moment. Douchebags are putting it on the line at every moment.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. The world is ready to punch him in the face.
At all times. At all times. They just got to make the right move.
Yeah. You
know what I mean? Or the wrong move, depending on how you look at it. But they're out there. They're living life. They're out there putting it on the line. And I respect that about a douchebag, right?
Okay.
So Ben Askren and Jorge Masvidal are, as far as I'm concerned, two different sides of the same douchebag coin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A lot of coins. A lot of different. That's what I love about douchebags. There is a lot of different douchebags.
How are they similar as douche? Because one dude's like a college dude who went to college and squeezed balls, like basketballs.
Well, so
he's like a wrestler, white dude.
So let's preface this. Because like the context that you're giving it is absolutely correct. I just want to give it a little more of a background that builds up the differences, so I can express the different sides of these coins.
Okay.
Right. So, like you said, this is a person who was a high school wrestler, somebody who excelled at a level like state champion,
You
know, went to college. He was a super dedicated high school athlete, super dedicated college athlete.
And a wrestler, too. Wrestlers are already like breed of their own, like a different type of human being.
He stood out as dedicated and disciplined amongst those animals.
Yeah.
Right? And we all, like, I don't care. If you went to a high school, you had... it's the kombucha. You went to a high school, you had wrestlers, you know, you saw the ear.
Yeah.
And they keep wrestling.
Yeah.
Right? That's in their yearbook.
Yeah.
That's dedication at that level.
Yeah.
Right? So he was a person who would like, his college roommates would come back and see him just in his room, just squeezing volleyballs to work on his grip strength, just squeezing them as hard as he could. And now he's at the ability where he has like the superhuman strength where he can put a watermelon under each arm and squeze them apart, like just explode them.
Yeah,
you know, that's inhuman.
Yeah,
it takes 350 pounds of pressure to do that to a watermelon.
Yeah, he could do that. Like they feel like he could do that to a human. Just like hug him and squeeze him and pop him.
Pop him, you're like, popped.
Yeah,
you've been popped. You're done. You're done. So he also, after college, pursued an Olympic wrestling career.
Yeah.
And he was, you know, somewhat successful.
Yeah.
I don't think he's not like an Olympic gold medalist, I don't think.
Mm-mm.
You know, but he's, you know, I think
he went to that level.
Yeah. And that level is also insane. Mm-hmm. He's living and training at the Olympic Training Center.
Yeah.
Right?
It's wild.
Absolutely wild. Super, he's intelligent, considers himself intelligent, lives in a world where his intelligence is respected because he has the academic credentials to back it up.
Yeah.
Right? And then...
But why is he a douchebag?
Because he's cocky.
Okay.
He's a little arrogant.
Mm-hmm.
And he thinks highly of himself above others.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And I think, to me, that is where... I think that's why I'm not quite a douchebag.
Not quite?
Yeah.
You're hovering?
Because it's like...
On the douchebag spectrum.
I'm on the spectrum. I'm definitely on the spectrum. But I'm not quite a douchebag because I don't think highly of myself above others. I think everybody should be great. And yeah. I think everybody should consider themselves great. And not just like, I'm great and I should get. It's like, I'm great and I should work hard to fulfill that vision of myself.
Yeah.
Right? So that's why I think everybody should think that they're great.
Yeah.
Right? I think Ben Askren, whether he was a successful fighter or not, I think he, or successful at anything, it seems like he would still just think super highly of himself. I mean, we can't say that for a fact, but that's just kind of the vibe he gives, and that's what kind of makes him a douchebag.
Yeah, he how seems he reads, like yeah. He kind of maybe came from a place where he was the first to go to college and stuff. Like
I don't think he was.
No,
I don't think he was. He could have been. He very well could have been, but I don't. I think he is from like the Midwest.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
But I don't think he's. I don't think that's his background. Okay. I think he comes from like a.
So tell us about Jorge
Masvidal, right? Yeah. Jorge Masvidal is a Puerto Rican, grew up in Florida.
Yeah.
Right? He enjoyed sports. He excelled at sports, but he didn't finish high school.
Ooh.
Right? So, well, I mean, he didn't go to college.
Yeah.
You know, he got into backyard fighting. Like the same way that Kimbo Slice kind of got famous.
Yeah.
I mean, and this is like back before, like, you
talk
know,
about right time, right place. Right this time, was right like,
yeah,
when
yeah.
you could, like, yeah, be a backyard brawler and go
get,
on YouTube
get a bunch
and
of
get
YouTube hits.
Yeah.
Right? The market wasn't saturated with that. Now, no. you type in like street fights now, there's like different little street fight organizations. That
yeah.
exist. It's like, you know, like I watch some of them. Some of them have boxing. Some of them have MMA. It's like regulated. They have referees. It's insane.
It's nuts.
So.
But back before all that.
Yeah, back before all that, Jorge Masvidal was out there doing it and doing it well. Right.
Yeah.
So, but also arrogant, thinks really highly of himself. And it's almost like, and they both made it to professional fighting and ultimately to the UFC.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Very different paths.
Yeah.
Almost polar opposite paths, if you
yeah.
want to look at
yeah.
it. You know, one had kind of all the breaks, all the, you know, the college NCAA championships, the Olympic opportunity, and then the other guy was like fighting in the street.
Yeah. One guy's at the fancy training center where you have like doctors and all the stuff,
yeah.
and the other guy's in like a nasty backyard with
somebody's garage.
Yeah.
You know, and they got to leave soon because the lights come on at a certain time and it gets a lot of mosquitoes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
yeah.
it's like a very, very different situation. So,
yeah.
like, as far as I'm concerned, that's two sides of the same coin.
Yeah.
Like night and day. Like, they can't like each other. They're polar opposite. They're nemesis.
Yeah.
They're nemesis. You know what I mean? Neither one of them respects each other in some weird way.
Yeah.
You know? When both of them should.
Yeah.
Both of them should, because they both made it to the same point with what they had. And that's all that matters at the end of the day.
Yeah.
But Ben Askren was like talking mad shit. He's like talking about, he's just calling him stupid.
Yeah.
He was just hitting him where he was, you know, where an American, if an American bought into everything that it meant to be an American,
yeah,
should be hurt if they didn't achieve these things.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So he was trying to hit him where it hurt.
Yeah.
Hard.
Yeah.
And like, I can't even say that Jorge Masvidal was necessarily offended by that per se. However, the attempt to do that is infuriating.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So it's like not necessarily like what he's saying that's offensive, but it's the fact that you're trying to hurt me that badly.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, why are you
trying? They were low blows.
Yeah, why are you trying to do this, man?
Yeah.
You don't have to do that. And his name is Jorge Masvidal, as it's pronounced from his culture, right? Spelled J-O-R-G-E.
Yeah.
But Ben Askren was calling him George the whole time through all of the like press conferences and all that shit.
That's such a childish way to do it. Like
it is. But it's like he's, you know,
why not?
It's the culture of talking shit to get famous.
Yeah.
Like you don't have to really have any talent. Like, I mean, he does. Like he's a good fighter, very one dimensional fighter, as was proven in the fight.
Yeah.
He got knocked the fuck out very quickly.
Quickest ever. Yeah.
Ben Askren has the record for not only getting knocked out, but he probably has the record for talking the most shit before a knockout. Period.
Yeah.
Period. And he has the record for like talking the most shit before the fastest knockout ever. That's never going to be topped.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's one of those, like, it's like, fuck Ben Askren. You took all the records just then. That sucks. It's like
yeah.
how Jamaicans must feel when Usain Bolt got the world record.
Yeah.
Because it's like, he separated that record big time.
Yeah.
you know, from what everybody, it was like inhuman speed.
Yeah.
And now that's also the Jamaican national record.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's yeah.
Like, fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. So quickest knockout ever. But the thing is, it's like, I feel like Jorge Masvidal is just one of these people that's easy to underestimate because we just don't see. I mean, I guess the I guess the funniest way to put it is people don't know how fast Puerto Ricans are. Puerto Ricans are fast.
Okay. You know?
He just ran across the ring and did a flying knee, and like he just couldn't because like in one of the last face off, like the weigh in. You know, where they weigh in and they talk to him afterwards. And they're both shirtless for the weigh-ins.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And Ben Askren was like, you know, his muscles aren't very big. Mm. And something else about him. So I'm going to pretty much dominate him the whole entire time.
Yeah.
And that's like, yeah, his muscles aren't very big, but he's Puerto Rican, dude. He's fast. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, that's
an
athlete.
Yeah.
And that's like, it's just funny to me because you – In American culture, like, we don't get to see Puerto Rican athleticism progress through the ranks.
It all stops in high school.
It does.
When the kid drops out of high school
or whatever. It fucking does. It fucking
does. Or falls
in,
like, a 100%, bad path of life.
100%. That's such a wild phenomenon.
It's true.
It's such a wild, because it's like, think about it. I mean, you grew up in kind of, like, at least around a neighborhood that was very similar to the neighborhood that I grew up in.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And it was like, for a while, it was like, you know, just me and this dude Alex. I forget his last name. It was something Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
We were like the two, like neck and neck for like the two fastest people in our generation.
Yeah.
And then like I got hit by the car.
Yeah.
And then he just like exploded. Like he was smoking everybody.
Yeah.
Smoking everybody. Got recruited to the track team. It was like that was both of our dreams. We used to train together.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like to get, dude. It was like, you know, and then it got to a point where. I really feel like it's you know, because if you're looking at it, because that's definitely something that is like like it's a clear trend.
Yeah.
That I don't
feel
even
like we're not being racist.
No, not at all. Like we went to these schools.
Yeah.
Like it's like you fucking mind your business.
Yeah. Yeah,
you can't tell us what we did, what we saw.
Yeah.
You know. But it's like if we looked up the numbers, I guarantee you Puerto Ricans drop out at a higher rate disproportionately than even black kids.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I think saying then even black kids might have been racist. Well, I think up until that point we were good.
Yeah.
Up until that point
we almost
we're
made
crushing
it.
Yeah, we're crushing. Yeah, but like that's the thing. Like we don't get to see Puerto Rican athleticism at the highest levels because of that.
Yeah, and also because what they were trying to insult in each other was like also that person's strength.
Yeah.
Like
it's who they were.
That yeah. So well, like. Yeah. He's trying to underestimate his backyard fighting, but like he's not thinking about like how wild it must be sometimes. Like they're in a backyard, like their crazy shit goes down. Like they don't have to roll the rule. Like they have a ref there, right?
But the mindset you have to trust all that.
Yeah.
Or to believe I'll fucking fight my way out of it.
Yeah.
You know, because that's like you have to have one of those two things.
Yeah.
And both of those people aren't right in the head.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
It's also too see. There's I got to harp on this Puerto Rican athleticism thing. This is like huge because this is like it just blew my mind that people seem so shocked at this man's ability to do what he did physically.
Yeah,
and it's like, well, he's a Puerto Rican.
Yeah,
you know, cause so we're also discrediting the so Ben Askren. Here's where Ben Askren goes awry. Where he lost the fight. He spent all of his life ultra dedicated to one solitary thing, wrestling. He wasn't going to high school party. He wasn't looking at any other sport.
He wasn't watching bad movies about high school.
No.
He had no stereotypes.
Nothing. Nothing.
Yeah.
He was just a dude in a Letterman's jacket who was just squeezing volleyballs up and down the hallway. That's all it was.
Yeah.
Right? So he just was so ultra hyper focused and dedicated that he probably didn't play soccer a little bit. He probably didn't. Like
he was basically homeschooled.
Yeah, basically. That's basically what it is.
Yeah.
And then, you know, people who grow up in my neighborhood,
yeah,
we do a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
We do
yeah.
a little bit of everything.
We tried all the
so
sports.
So when we approach then a solitary sport, we take the footwork and creativity from all of the different sports that we do and we put it into that. So yeah. when we play tag, we fucking, we spin moves. We're like, you know, we're doing all sorts of crazy shit. You yeah. know, we're the athletic kids. You saw us. You know what I mean? It's yeah. like, damn, I want him on my team. It's like, we're those guys.
Yeah.
Ben Askren, he clearly didn't have schoolyard creative athleticism.
Yeah.
Because when that man came running at him at full speed, he could not assess what he was about to do in any way, shape, or yeah. form. And he just bent his head down and opened his arms wide open as if to say, bet you can't knee me right in the head. You know, I won't yeah. even look. I won't even look.
Yeah.
I'll look down at the floor. Bet you can't knee me in the head.
Going Which is fast. Something that he, as a dedicated wrestler, should never do.
Ever.
Like,
ever.
He malfunctioned.
Because that's how much that, it was just like, yeah, it was just like, I didn't he know glitched. Puerto Ricans could move like that. like, he did. He did. I just think the world, it was just like one of those things, like you said, like it was an absolute glitch.
Yeah.
It was just like the cognitive dissonance, like the what you thought reality was and what reality is showing itself to be.
Yeah.
Was so disparate.
Because wrestlers are super fast, right? Like one yeah. thing about them, they are, you're like, oh my God, look at them. They did that move. They're so fast. But they cannot run.
No,
like,
no.
They're the weirdest runners. No. So here's this yeah. dude. Like, in his mind, he was like, I'm faster than this dude. I'm so fast. I'm like Olympic yeah. wrestling fast. Yeah. But he's never seen
oh,
somebody
run.
Oh, not
running. That fast. No, I'm not that fast. Oh, my God, he's coming at me.
Nobody in his world can move that
no,
fast in a straight line.
Not in a straight line. No. Maybe zigzag on yeah, all fours. Oh, you yeah. know, like, hopping at you like a fucking iguana.
Yeah. They can do that fast.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my God. I can't, like.
Straight line. Woo.
Wow. Wow. I mean, it's like, and, you know, for me, for what. That was funny. What are we at time wise? Because we might have to wrap that up because that was like, that was a fun riff. That was a fun riff. But it's like, I wanted Ben Askren. Like, it was like, I prefer the douchebag that is Jorge Masvidal.
You do? Because he's
do.
The underdog?
He's a street kid. I'm a street kid. He's okay. a refined street kid. I feel okay. like that's kind of what I am. You
yeah.
know what I mean? And not even necessarily.
It's a hard knock life. I just feel like you like bonded with your orphan friend there.
Yeah, but it's like, I also relate to Ben Askren because I was also that like super highly dedicated doing weird shit, you know what I mean?
Just sitting in like, the room squeezing a ball.
Me and my dad did not talk at all through my high school career except one conversation. I was like, Dad, do you like to build stuff? He said, why? I said, I need a box to jump on.
Yeah.
He's like a plyo box? I was like, yup. And then he just built it.
And you were just out there jumping
just
on
out
a box.
There jumping on a box. Still not talking to dad. Just still not forging a bond or like conversations with my dad. Just like, no, but he would, you know, that was a bond. That was sick that he did that. He built me two different sizes. Mm-hmm. That was sick. You know, but that's like, that's who I was.
Have
like,
you ever thanked your dad for your box? Your boxes?
I did. I was, I hope so. I hope he knows how much I appreciated that. You know.
Yeah.
I hope he knows that I also wish he talked to me. Yeah. But I relate to both guys.
Yeah.
I relate to both
yeah.
guys. But I'm more partial to Ben Askren because he's a crafty grappler.
Yeah. You're you know? Like, what? Yeah.
And I feel like I'm like, I'm a crafty grappler.
So like, yeah, so you like them both, but you fight more like Ben Askren than you do Jorge.
Well, I mean,
basketball.
When I'm
you can run in a straight line.
Like, yeah, when I'm, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, I would never say that I fight like Ben Askren.
Okay.
I mean, but I also use my quirky body and athleticism and grappling to do weird shit.
Gotcha.
Right. Because, like, Ben Askren can't throw a punch.
No.
He can't throw a single punch. He can't throw a combination. because he can't throw a single punch. So he can't throw two. If you can't throw one, you can't throw two.
You can't argue with that logic.
You know, so it's like, it's probably better that I don't punch. Yeah. You know, until we're on the ground.
Yeah.
And then I'll punch. Until then, I'll just open my arms wide open and just receive knees to the head.
Oh, man.
He went down. He just stiffened up like a board.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody thought he was dead. Yeah, he's okay.
That's good.
He said he didn't even have a headache. Yeah. Face doesn't hurt.
No.
Because he's still a hard-headed man.
Yeah.
You saw the punishment he took from that other fight. All right, now we're getting deep. We're getting deep.
Okay.
We're getting deep. Yeah. We're getting deep. All right. That was at the tail end of some... I mean, for the people who don't watch fighting, they got what they needed out of that conversation.
Yeah.
For the people who do watch fighting a little bit, we got a little bit deep. You're welcome. You're welcome. Is there anything you wanted to get off your tits? Is that an okay way to say that?
No, it's not.
By the way, that's what... I guess another reason I'm so disappointed that it was the sip and tea thing about the women's soccer team is because they were saying, oh, my God, you won't believe what they did. You won't believe what they did in these articles.
You thought it was going to be some boobies.
Remember the last time the soccer team was good?
She took her shirt off. Was that Mia Hamm?
It was one of them. Okay. It was one of the soccer chicks that were known at the time.
Yeah.
And she did the knee slide, took her shirt off.
It's a good knee slide.
It's a great knee slide.
Yeah.
And people were doing that forever.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Everybody. Like, that was in commercial. That was a Coca-Cola commercial. That was exactly like I was saying this tea sip should have occurred, right? So I just thought it was going to be the same thing, but titties out.
You think what makes you think we've gone further down that in like that path in the world?
The knee slide?
No, titties. Like, no more. Like, very less titties.
Well, no, I mean, like, that, I don't know. They were brash women.
And that's a brash woman to you?
That's a brash thing to do on that stage.
Yeah.
Like, to score a goal, knee slide, take your titties out.
That is brash.
That's a brash. Apologize. That's rude. Do that. Why'd you do
Fair
that?
Enough.
It's not, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, put your shirt back on. Stop.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, that would have been fun. That would have been a fun thing.
Yeah. Yeah. We could have all got together and been like, that's too much.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, I mean, believe those girls alone. They're having fun. No, but if there was none of that, leave those girls alone. They're having fun about this tea sipping thing, which makes me disappointed in America.
Yeah.
It's like, come on, man. Come on. Really? And I think we're good.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're good. This is a short one. I think we gave it what we had. I just don't remember when we started.
It wasn't too far in.
No. Right? All right. Then we got a... I'm definitely taking out some of that hot debate we had. I got ugly. You're about to hit me. You were like, your chest was poking out. Why are you pulling your fist up? Why are we talking like this? It's getting hot in the shed. You notice that? The temperature?
The bugs came out.
Yeah, you know, they left. They were like, fuck that. I'm going to stay here for this. But no, thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed what you listened to. I know it was a little sports, but I think we pulled the non-sports hilarity out of it.
I hope so.
Because I enjoyed that episode. That was a fun episode for me. So, yeah. And if you know, if you want to correct us about the women's soccer facts,
everything we said,
that asking stuff. Or you know, if you guys want to throw out some douchebag coins and what you like about douchebags or dislike, you know, you can do that too.
Douchebag free safe zone.
Douchebag safe zone.
You can show your support.
Show your support. Show your support with douchebags. Don't be one. Support me. All right. Thank you so much for listening.
Got you.